Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're once again listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, brought to you on Blog Talk Radio, featured on adagencyonline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising needs. We're a free automotive advertising resource networking portal featuring cutting-edge technologies, primarily online applications, but they all have to integrate into real-world processes. I'm Philip Zellinger. I'm the host of today's show, Automotive Advertising Experts. As the president of Ad Agency Online, we're a full-service automotive advertising agency that is one of the many approved vendors that host this portal. We've learned to recognize the value of networking and leveraged relationships in maximizing the efficiencies that we provide to our auto dealer clients. We're also, frankly, more of a network of independent affiliated automotive advertising agencies that we're able to share best practices, and this portal is engineered to do that, and this show is about the best of all of them. We, of course, have the Lunch with Phil show that's Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 12:30. We have the Lunch with Ralph Paglia, the National Director of Digital Marketing, on Thursdays from 12 to 12:30. And Friday is my favorite because it's the one where I get to listen and learn. We invite automotive industry insiders. Today we're going to be focusing on a new product where we're considering as a preferred vendor for our portal. I bumped into it, oddly enough, at another networking portal that I contribute to, which is hosted by Ralph Paglia. And that is the Automotive Digital Marketing Network, ADM, to those of you who know it. And I love it because it's an opportunity for us to talk about issues outside of automotive advertising. It's a network of auto industry people from OEMs to individuals that, either own a dealership or work within the internet departments, and they network sometimes outside of the automotive advertising channel. But today, we're talking automotive advertising specifically, and that's because most of our audience is made up of our own affiliated agencies, guys surfing the web looking for best practices. And for many months now, we've been building in the use of videos into our online marketing messages for both SEO and SEM functions. And I can only tell you that the technologies that first attracted me into the Internet have evolved to the point where video is probably tomorrow's, if not today's, opportunity. Unless, of course, you have the right applications. Then they sort of bring it to the forefront. Because, quite frankly, with the technology that's currently being offered by Sister Technologies through their video car lot, we're starting to become a little bit more confident and comfortable that we don't have to wait too much longer. Matter of fact, I don't think we have to wait at all. Right now, I have the person on the line is Tober. Can you say hello to everybody? Tomer, rather. Can you say hello to everybody? Make sure you're still with us.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, Tober. Tober is involved with Video Car Lot and Sister Technologies to the point where I probably should start listening a little bit now, but I will repeat and remind you all that we've been promoting the importance of video on, embedding your messages into Google and in different search engines and YouTube, but we've always been frustrated by the labor-intensive functions that it takes to get it out there. I'm not saying we haven't been doing it because we had to in order to be able to position ourselves in order to cut through the clutter of online marketing for our dealers and ourselves, but these guys may have an automated system down pat. And as a result, I decided to invite Tomer onto the show today. And Tomer, I've got my pen handy, but I'll remind everyone, you can go ahead and download this podcast after the show anytime you need by just going to adagencyonline.net. So Tomer, I'm going to sort of sit back and listen and learn what it is you guys do, how you do it, and why you think you're on the cutting edge of today's automotive internet technologies.
Sure, I appreciate it. First of all, let me say thank you to everybody who's listening. Everybody's time is valuable. So I'll cover the three things that Philip just asked. So what we do, how do we do it, and what's the value in it? So what we do, we have invented a system that automatically creates videos using existing data in order to give consumers a better shopping experience. So today we use existing car data, which is the specs of the vehicle, the photos that the dealership has already taken, any existing videos that maybe the OEM has, and logically assemble them into a interactive virtual video walk-around of that particular vehicle sitting on the dealer's lot. So that's what we do. We do it through an automated fashion. So today we do about 350,000 videos a month. And the best part for the dealership and the what is they don't have to do anything. So all they do is they pay the bill at the end of the month, and they can sit back and relax knowing that every one of their cars has a video of it. How we do it. We take the existing data, and run it through a series of templates. And these templates can be highly customized and targeted based on the type of vehicle. So that at the end of the process, you have all the information that it takes to give consumers the confidence that they need in order to contact the dealer. And you have all of that information in a minute and 15 second virtual video walk around. So that information would include the options that the vehicle has, the special features, Carfax highlights, if it's a one owner, if it qualifies for the buyback guarantee, any certification highlight points that this vehicle may have if it's certified by the manufacturer. All of that information gets rendered into the video. So you don't just hear this vehicle has power windows and power door locks. You actually hear the features and values of that particular product and information from third-party sources that build consumer confidence. So at the end of a minute and a half video, the consumer can walk away learning everything about that vehicle that he needs. As a result of that increase of consumer confidence, through a number of tests that we've done with major automotive groups, we have actually proven to increase the conversion rate of existing website traffic by adding videos on the inventory pages. In fact, the conversion rates are north of 50%. So we've done some A-B tests where consumers who have our videos submit or call the dealer about 50% more than consumers who don't have the videos. And that really comes down to the value. The value of what we do is increased sales. We do it today through increasing of conversion and through some services that we have coming out very soon, also through increasing of distribution and exposure through search engine optimization inside the video clips. And I'm not sure if the audience knows today, but Google has made some technology changes in order to weight videos higher than normal websites with just photos. So through video channels like YouTube, AOL Video, and such, Google is actually looking at that content and saying, oh, if the keywords match to a video and a website, position the video above the website.
Now, there's where I jump back online, guys. I remind you all that my role in life at this point is to filter out the processes that are already pretty much, you know, mainstream. With all honesty, I guess a lot of you guys were already starting to say, oh, been there, done that as far as video. We've been preaching that story enough to make sure that everyone's comfortable to build it in rather than just a static picture. You know, movement does sell used cars. That's confidence I should pass on, and I repeat. But the thing that got me attracted to Video Car Lot and to Sister Technologies, the combination of, first, the automation process of it. I remind you all, one of the filters we apply to our key vendors and preferred vendors is we don't want to have any redundancy of data. We want to make sure that we're prioritizing our staff to sell cars. And any time we can outsource to either an application or an outsourced team, such as Lead Converter with their remote monitoring BDC services, anytime we can leverage resources, both human and process, we do. So that was the first thing that got me on the phone with these guys. But then I jumped aboard with the observation, again, passing on the, what the Tomer just made a point of, and that is that in our efforts to maximize our SEO opportunities and our SEM for that matter, we realize that video does now have a position. As I started by mentioning, when I first got on the internet, customers were still on dial-up, so it wasn't a practical distribution channel. But now that's not the case. Everyone can sit there in their cell phones with their PDAs and use Gumeo to watch this silly thing. So videos are certainly being received and expected almost by consumers, but more importantly, the search engines are realizing that movement and they're allowing it to prioritize in search engine optimization, which is part of our responsibilities to our clients. There's another value besides the automation of the process to create the video and the fact that they created it in a package of an MP3 file rather than a flash presentation. I can only repeat and remind you all that I have to be careful because we have not yet put this vendor application through as an approved affiliate. As you know, I do open that up for our existing vendors to review. Even though I control the final decision, I do try to empower our key vendors and our affiliated agencies to review the processes before we have them join the family. But I'll pass on a little bit of vote of a confidence that I've done my due diligence, and not only do they have these opportunities already in place today, and not only do they have established relationships with YouTube with some unique direct links and established relationships with some distributors like ADP and some other reseller relationships that I'm privileged to know, I think there's another opportunity on the table that will help us maximize the efficiencies of getting this information out to the search engines. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, Tomer. If I'm not, I'll let you do it because I think you know where I'm pushing us. So I'm going to listen now. What can you tell me about what you guys can do to further automate the process of getting these videos out into the marketplace?
Sure. So I'd be happy to elaborate on that. One of the technology advantages that our system has is that it creates real video files in the same native format as the video that comes out of your normal camcorder. And that's really our technological claim to fame, is through an automated process to produce real video files. And the advantage now that we're going to deliver to the marketplace, because of our real video files and explosion of video channels, and video channels would be YouTube, Metcafe, all these different sites that focus on bringing video content to the web. So through the explosion of these video channels and their desire to have content, they've approached us, and they've asked us to build a communication layer with them so that we can push them our videos. And not only do we push them our videos, but we have a special logic of assigning keywords to the videos, just like you do with SEO on a dealer website. Only with videos, it's a bit more intense because it's about the actual product and the retailer. So we've built certain relationships, and what we do as a beta service today is we open up, for instance, a YouTube account for a dealer, and then we will automatically correct the keyword of the video and push it to their YouTube account through an API they've built with us. The magic begins when Google's Spider tracks and indexes that video. Because since it came from a video channel, Google deems it more worthy to a consumer than just a normal website. Because video content is being absorbed, I think there was 40 million videos being viewed every day in May. So Google says if it's a video, it gets ranked higher. And that's really allows us to leapfrog the value that we bring to the market. So yesterday, and still today, but we began with increasing conversion on existing traffic on your own site. And then the automotive portals like autotrader.com, cars.com asked us to send them the videos too. So that's what we have going on today. And then this new service is going to say, okay, because you've chosen to make video content available to your consumers about your products, and because we can push that video to YouTube, Google will rank it higher on their search results than normal websites.
I'm going to interrupt you, Tober, because I'm watching a whole bunch of light bulbs go off here. And, if I started reading all of the responses in the chat room, I'd probably confuse the direction we're going in because we're doing very productively here. So I'm going to just recap what I'm seeing in terms of questions and remind you all of something very basic to any, I call it advertising 101, and that is that you got to follow the human nature element of your media. And people like, there used to be old logic of a picture's worth 1,000 words. And, anytime that I start talking about today's technologies, I have to put my dealer hat back on and try and flash back to the best practices and the processes that existed in the real world for the last 50 years that made me a living as a dealer for 25 years. And what really is one of the functions I bring to our agency in terms of my role within our organization. And that's I'm the car guy. And I got to remind you all that one of the biggest things you have to recognize is that what we're discussing here is the same logic that we applied in our conventional advertising, and that is that you want to go across multiple channels, across multiple media, and deliver a consistent message across the board. The ability to take everything you're doing on your video and transplant it to your internet is something we've already done, and the ability to convert your static pictures to video is something we've already done. This is a proven value. But what we're now doing is we're taking another application logic, and that is that instead of having to manually enter into YouTube and all of the different video channels, this is another example of an RSS type of a distribution feed that does it automatically. And, I'm such a strong believer in processes that I remind you all that this is an opportunity now to take established processes of entering anything that will raise our SEO, anything that will raise our position in the search engines is a no-brainer. Well, this is just another tool that takes video into that arena. You know, as far as another question I'm seeing, a lot of guys are asking questions like, what's involved in terms of my website? What do I have to do? It's seamless, guys. And again, maybe I should defer that to Tomer. Okay, I love it. I love it. I already were using Diesel Specialties to do my videos, but I like yours better. How do you differ from the other video channels that are out there? And what do I have to do in order to move forward? We'll talk about money at the end. I'd more rather talk now about the product. And also, by the way, before we go too far, I have a lot of guys asking me, who the hell is Tomer? Tomer, why don't you give us a little overview after you explain the product of who you are, who your CEO is. I remind you all, you can go to our portal and read an article and a press release we put out about Sister Technologies for you. But, Tomer, I got the real person on the line. Why don't you tell us who you are as well as who Sister Technologies is?
Sure. So I'll start with the first one, the, you know, how do you actually execute and what's involved?
Yes.
Through our relationships with ADP and some of their companies, we sit on the data. So all of the data it takes to make the videos, we have access to. So literally, in order to make videos, we have to flip a switch. And we get all that dealer's inventory automatically, and videos are rendered overnight. And the next morning, we have all videos of all their cars. Now, once we have that video warehouse, if you want to call it that, ready for the dealer, we automatically push to YouTube. Dealer has to do nothing whatsoever. Then we say, Mr. Dealer, you know, all your videos exist in this warehouse. Where else do you want us to send them? Because as part of what you pay flat monthly fee, you get YouTube and anything else. So he says, okay, I want you to send them to my website. We say, great, who's your website provider? BZ Results, no problem. So that BZ Results comes to the warehouse, picks up the videos, and puts them on the website. So after everything is said and done and the contract is signed, we flip the data switch on, videos get rendered. We push the videos to YouTube because we have full control over that. We have full control over it. We also push the videos to Cars.com, Auto Trader, if the dealer wants it to be pushed there. And everything else is kind of a BYOB scenario. The dealer says, you know, I'm going to bring my website vendor to the party, and he's going to put the videos on the websites. So most website companies today obviously, you know, have the capability to host the videos in terms of, you know, put them on the pages. We make it super simple for any website company who isn't currently integrated to integrate. And that's the unique positioning that YouTube gives us. We can say for, you know, X dollars a month, you get all your videos made. We automatically ensure that they're pushed to YouTube so they get on top of the search engines for you. Everything else is BYOB. Bring your own vendor to the party, and we'll make sure that the videos get into their hands. So
okay.
I hope that answered that question.
That explains the product. Now, what about the people? You know, one of the things I've always promised is I always put a priority to product and processes, but I also put a lot more value, frankly, in the end result. The end game is with the people and the personality. So let's expand on that a little bit. Who you is?
Sure, exactly. So I'll tell you a quick story about who we are. And this is just funny. When I first met Philip, I said, we have a lot of intellectual synergy. And so this story will kind of sum that up. When we first began working together, there's three of us, three co-founders. And when we first began working together in 2003, we formed a parent company. That parent company is called Pepsi. Now, don't everybody go copyright infringement on me. It's called PEPSY, and it's an acronym. It stands for People, Process, Systems. And it was very fundamentally simple. We thought that you have to have people, the right people in place first, and then you can build the processes and the systems around that. But without good people, the best processes and systems are worthless. So a little vote of confidence over what our mindsets are. Myself, I'm the director of business development for the automotive industry here. I also head up a lot of the product development, and I'm a co-founder of the company. So I work directly with all of our resellers, all of our direct customers, all of our strategic partners, and very closely with our, you know, product development engineers and customers, and I kind of marry the two together. So any new ideas that come from the field, I help our engineers execute upon. And being such an early technology in terms of what can be done, there's a lot of ideas that come from the field. So that's really the most exciting part of my day. And obviously watching the dealer's business increase as part of what we've created, that's pretty much where we get our fulfillment from. The other two gentlemen who we started the company with, one is my father. His name is Israel Alpert. And he's a longtime entrepreneur, started his first company in 89, I believe, sold it to GE Capital. So a very successful venture. And then me and him got together in 03 and said, let's do something. Didn't quite know what. But when we knew it was going to involve technology, we called upon his old business partner, Jason Sumler, who's now our CTO, and we said, let's put our minds together. In 06, so it took us 3 years of doing projects and anything to pay the bills. In 06, we had our first application built, and we knew what we were going to do and who we were going to sell it to, and we got into the automotive market. And then from 06 to today, we are gladly making over 350,000 videos a month, newly created videos a month. We power two of the top three largest dealer groups. So Sonic Automotive uses our video software exclusively at all their dealerships. AutoNation is in a pilot phase through an ADP engagement they have. And we have total, I think, almost 1,700 dealers powered by our network of direct and reseller engagements. So we're proud to say that we're the largest provider of this type of video in the market today, and we're the only provider to be exclusively selected by a major dealer group and awarded a corporate-wide contract for all stores. And that's our two-year, you know, achievements in a 30-second.
Well, we have 1:36. We have 30 minutes. So you don't have to cut it short, because I'll also remind you that you've married into the family some relationship with some other vendors out there, Carfax. And, again, I learned a long time ago not to load your lips, because I'd rather listen and learn and teach. So why don't you expand a little bit on the network that you've already created and some of the shared platforms and technologies that you have. I'll also mention to you, for your confidence, that a lot of our audience are regular listeners. I can tell from the chat room that a lot of these guys have been here before. And quite honestly, in anticipation of you coming aboard, we did do a blog and a press release about the fact that we were considering Sister Technologies and Video Car Lot. We got a lot of people saying they're going to listen today. I can tell again from the board that it's a very active show, which is a good sign. But I'll also go on record to remind everyone out there that nobody lives alone. We are a network of networks and linking platforms. Like, for example, you may have recognized some of the logics of a consistent, universal platform for delivery of internet messages out there, as in Gumio, for example. Rich and Shuki have been preferred vendors of ours, and our relationship of justifying the benefit of doubling down our internet distribution channel with a mobile channel through Gumio is an example of an application that decided to become universal, decided to open itself into the market through existing vendor resellers and vendor channels through RSS feeds to get a large dealer audience out there for credibility. These guys have a very similar wisdom. So why don't you share some of the existing relationships that are in the article that we posted, but certainly you're the source. So beyond your own staff and your own personal history, what about some of the vendor partners you've already linked with to add value and credibility to your resources in the field?
Sure, absolutely. I appreciate you calling it wisdom, because we truly believe that it is business wisdom to build something where multiple channels can benefit from. We believe the power is truly within the people. And in this case, especially in the automotive industry, the people are in the streets. The people are shaking the dealership's hand every day. And if you can build something that they benefit from, you become exponentially more exposed. And it's truly a business wisdom. And so some of the channels that we have engaged with thus far, Carfax, Philip mentioned, we're the only provider to have a API with Carfax where we automatically include in the video, both in the talk track and an interactive banner, highlights from the Carfax report. So if the dealer has a Carfax report on this vehicle, and if it highlights the benefits of the car, like buyback and one owner, the system will automatically tell the consumer that in the video, this vehicle qualifies for the buyback guarantee. As it's talking about the Carfax tracks, the talk tracks, a banner will come up at the bottom of the video where a consumer can actually click and launch the Carfax report. When Carfax launched the system with us, they measured reports which were advertised in the video received 49% more clicks than if it was just a normal website banner. So obviously if you do the videos and we add Carfax to it, the dealer gets more ROI from the dollars they already spend with Carfax because they get more exposure. Another channel that we formed with the OEMs to market the unique values of their certification programs. So if the vehicle is certified, then we do the similar thing. We include talk tracks in the actual audio about the certification. So GM, for instance, with their 117-point inspection. And in the banner, the GM banner, for instance, you can actually click and a video will come up and play, you know, the features of being a certified vehicle. So it's a complete multimedia learning experience for the consumer. And I'll go back to the product for 2 seconds, because a lot of what we do has to parallel traditional sales efforts. So traditionally, without the internet, the consumer came into the store and they wanted to learn about a product. And the salesperson's job was to simply teach them, to educate them on the features and benefits. So now we have the internet, and it's simply a parallel medium. But on the internet, there's no people. So you have no salesperson when you go to your virtual showroom to teach you about the product. So today what consumers have are a list of options, right, and a bunch of photos they can click on. The videos bridge the gap. Because within the video, we can expand on the features and benefits of the product. We can show in a live multimedia fashion what it means to be certified. We can talk to you about the Carfax benefits. We can basically bring the educational factor that the salesperson does in the store to your online showroom.
You know,
and that's a good
point. Expand on that, Tomer, because, you know, obviously I had my car dealer hat on before. I'm going to put my ad guy hat on now and remind you all that for many months, many years, what am I saying, we've been preaching the benefit of branding as well as retailing and the value of more than just putting product and price on the internet, but through the use of social networking sites and the recognition that the filter of the internet is allowing consumers to bypass dealers to get the basic information, and the internet is really allowing them to narrow it down to the few real-world dealers they're going to meet, and replicating established processes that have worked for us in the real world and integrating them into the existing communication distribution systems that we've already invested in, i.e. linking the video that you post to YouTube with a direct link to a Carfax report to add additional value of information, a branding message that can be tied into that video to sell the dealership as well as the vehicle, and then an instant link that'll bring them directly to your website, which is where we recommend you capture all of your conversations anyway. It's a lot easier to control a customer on your web, especially with integrated applications like Lead Converter, which is doing that initial meeting and greeting, and LaserStream Video presenting a feature benefit presentation to supplement and complement the brief one that they saw in the video that was presented by Sister Technologies in their video car lot. All of this ties together to existing communication distribution systems anchored to people on the other end. Using the internet to capture the audience and direct them to the real-world showroom is, in today's market, the only way to sell a car, but we even have applications that we already present on our portal with AI Dealer, for example, and the opportunity for online transactions is in the existing market with some of the integrated applications that are already preferred vendors. There's so many ways to maintain the message now that extending video into the communication channel and prioritizing it as a way to capture an enhanced SEO because of the revelations that Tomer just shared with us about their relationship with YouTube and our understanding of the exposure now being generated with search engines to recognize them as a priority. All of this has added to the math of and the methods that we've already valued out there, and that's the reason why I bumped schedule to get Tomer and to get Video Carlot and Sister Technologies on today's show. Tomer, with 60 seconds left, if you could tell us a brief overview of the price of the product, because we're about to lose the audience.
Sure, no problem. So the price, which includes YouTube and distribution to search engines, is $495 a month. Unlimited number of videos.
Yeah, but there's a $10,000 sign-up fee, and they have to sign a 10-year contract, correct?
We have a 20-year contract. So I'm not.
No, sure. I was just asked that question. Any contracts, any sign-ups? Could you answer that?
Sure.
Question?
No, there's no upfront fees, and it's a 30-day contract. We're proud to say that our turn rate is below 5%. That's from day one to day today.
For a nickel a month, I've just converted my entire inventory to 1,000 words in the use of videos. Tomer, we're out of time. We're out of air. I can only say I'm excited. I think the audience is as well. I'll be getting back to you to give you the overview of the feedback. But all I can say is thank you so much for your insights and your input. And, guys, we got to go. But have a great weekend.
I appreciate it.
Bye, guy.
Bye, guys.